Welcome to the Purely Apartments Podcast, your library for all things strata, whether it's bylaws, best practices, market information and more. Today we're talking about exclusive use bylaws. If you need an exclusive use bylaw or are looking to have exclusive use of something in your building, whether it's space, utilities, services or anything at all, keep listening because this podcast is for you. So before we dive into the details about exclusive use bylaws and exclusive use arrangements in an owner's corporation, first we need to understand what an exclusive use arrangement is. It's pretty much what it sounds like. It's giving one owner or a couple of owners the exclusive rights to use, change, modify and access a part of the owner's corporation's property. It could be a car park, it could be a storage cage, it could be access to utility infrastructure, maybe telecom or electricity. It's effectively giving something from the owner's corporation to one or a couple of owners and therefore not allowing the rest of the building to use it. Now, as we move through this episode, you'll understand that you can build conditions into that, how you do it, and how you approve someone to have this exclusive use rights. So how do you get yourself an exclusive right to part of the owner's corporation? It's pretty simple, really. First, you need to understand what you want exclusive use of. Maybe it's a 4 meter by 6 meter car park. Maybe it's a 2 cubic meter storage cage. Maybe it's access to the main electricity board into the building so you can charge your new brand new Tesla. Maybe you want exclusive use to run your exclusive high-speed fiber internet system through your commercial building to your tenants. Whatever it is, you can capture it in an exclusive use bylaw. I strongly recommend that if you're trying to go for a section of property or particular use, use an exclusive use bylaw. The reason being, an exclusive use bylaw is registered on the title and it lives on for the property. Even if you sell it, it will continue on. If you go to a license agreement, if you sell your property, even if you sell it to yourself, to your super fund, to your wife, to your partner, whoever it is, that license will cease and you will no longer have those abilities. So I highly recommend using an exclusive use bylaw. So now you've identified what you're going to do, you understand that I'm strongly for using exclusive use bylaws, you need to create the right documentation for it. And the documentation is really simple. It's a new bylaw that you need approved by the whole building that simply identifies what the area is that you're going to have use of, who has access to it, maybe it's just your lot, maybe it's yours and a couple others. And it also comes with a set of conditions that you will behave with because you have that lot. Now that might be that you're going to maintain the area, you're going to clean it, if you ever pull out the infrastructure, that you're going to reinstate it, that you're not going to damage the fire infrastructure of the building. A lot of common sense things are really what gets brought into the conditions of this. Maybe there's some sort of insurance requirement. Maybe there's an ability that you allow other infrastructure into the building if it happens. The conditions will vary depending on what you are taking exclusive use of. But all you really need to do to move forward, and the mechanism to achieve it, is you need an exclusive use bylaw that identifies the area that you're taking responsibility of, the conditions on which you're taking responsibility under, and then you simply need to take it to an owner's corporation and get 75% of people at the meeting voting in favour of it. If you achieve that, you are then approved to register your exclusive use bylaw, and legally you will then have the exclusive powers over that piece of property. So as you can see, setting up an exclusive use bylaw and arrangement is very easy. But like with everything, the devil's in the details, and you need to be really thinking long term, because you can't just take this back. If you're on the owner's corporation and you're an owner that's giving away these exclusive rights to this area, space or utility, you need to understand that without that owner's approval to give it back to the owner's corporation, you can't steal it back off them because you change your mind. So you need to be thinking about what are the future long-term needs and wants of the building? What technology might change that has to adjust? And you'll want that infrastructure. A perfect example is the utilities coming into the building, electricity supply. 10 years ago, no one was ever doing exclusive use arrangement to wire into the mainboard to get power. When now, people are regularly looking for access to the main electricity board for a section of the power coming into the building to charge their electric car. And this is going to become more and more popular. So if you've given away all the excess power on your board, none of the other owners can access it. Even if the current owners aren't using it, it's locked out. You need to be thinking really long term, or you need to be building in exit conditions into your conditions of the exclusive use bylaw that you register that gives the owner's corporation the ability to claw back or to adjust those as things change that are not foreseeable. I'm not trying to tell you don't do exclusive use bylaws. I'm telling you to go for it. You want people to live and operate in your building the best way they can. Often these exclusive use bylaws can generate income or reduce costs for buildings. So they're good to get on board and help owners. So thanks for listening today about exclusive use bylaws. Just to recap, all you need to do is identify the area you want, the conditions you're going to take it on under, and put that into a simple exclusive use bylaw. You need 75% of owners at the general meeting in approval for you to have that exclusive rights. Then you need to register it. Then that area is yours, as well as the liabilities for running it. If you're the owner's corporation, check the details. Understand what you're giving away and understand if you might want it in the future. It's also smart to maybe look at building into some conditions of if technology and the market changes, how you can claw that back under agreeable conditions. It's best to organise these conditions now when everyone's talking and amicable, not when it becomes a fight. Thanks for listening today and be sure to listen to our future podcast all about getting your strata building running smoother. If you can't wait for our next podcast, come on over to purelyapartments.com and sign up. We're sharing our best tools that I've learnt over the last decade of running strata buildings. Come over, sign up, and I'll be happy to share with you all the tricks to make your building operating at its absolute best.